WILO.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. We give it back now to Jamie Blacker on this Saturday morning.
Morning, Jamie.
Good morning. Thanks for everyone tuning in to Inside the Huddle. Our next guest is Coach Ken Jones of the Clinton Central Track Program. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing great. Hey, you had your athletic director on, Raymond Jones, a few weeks ago. He talked very highly of you and how engaged you are in getting student-athletes at Clinton Central busy all over the building. And we've got a good number of kids out for track this year, way I understand it.
Yeah, we've got a lot better numbers than we've had in the last few years, so it's a good thing.
Hey, it's always tough to get going in spring weather in Indiana, but I think you guys have been out there on the track and, you know, having some meets. Can you talk a little bit about where the Bulldogs are at so far this season?
Yes, I can. Our girls team right now is 5-2, and our boys team is also 5-2. And, you know, we don't have a field house or anything like that, so we have to either run in the hallways or we have to run outside and brave the elements when it's cold and rainy. So our kids are used to it, you know, if the weather's not so nice, and they've been doing really well.
Can you highlight some of the seniors you got back this year or some of your top performers on the boys' side?
Okay, on the boys' side, one of our top senior would be, obviously, Dayton Talby. I don't think he's even been beaten at the 200 yet this year. And he was a regional qualifier last year, and he placed at the 200 as well. But he also runs the 100, and he's on two relay teams. And he's planning on going to Wabash to run track as well.
That's great to hear.
Yeah, so he's definitely one of our top guys. We also have Leo De Leon. And Leo De Leon is a pole vaulter and a hurdler for us. And he also throws discus. And then we have Ricky Hathaway. And he's our shot put discus thrower. And then we have Devin Henderson. He also throws the shot discus for us. So those are our senior boys.
Can you talk a little bit about some of your senior girls?
Okay, yes. We have only two senior girls. So we have a good group of freshmen coming in for both boys and girls with the numbers that we have. So you can see, you know, with our girls, we only have one sophomore and two seniors. So all the rest are freshmen and juniors. That's good for next year.
That's always good for the future when the numbers keep getting bigger and bigger.
Right. We have Sam Adams, and she's a pole vaulter primarily. She qualified for the regional last year, and she broke her school record in the pole vault. So she's really good at that. She also throws the shot disc for us and does a really good job at that. Then we have Paige Perry. She's also a shot put discus thrower, and she's been getting better at every meet that we've had so far this year.
Can you talk a little bit about some of the meets you've had and who they've been against, if you're just, you know, just a single school or if you didn't do in relays or, you know, some of those specialized events they have sometimes on Saturdays?
Yeah, we have some big meets coming up. We have a county this week, and then we have conference the week after that. And we also have a Tri-Central Invitational next week. So we got some big ones. We have also competed in the Caston Invitational, which is very early in the year. And we did really well there. And then we have the Park Tudor Showcase. And that is like a small school state meet. There's like 19 teams down there. And it's good for us because we get to go against schools that we normally wouldn't go against. And it's really good competition. And so it's good for our kids.
Our guest this morning in this part of the show is Coach Ken Jones. He's a track coach for Clinton Central. Hey, Coach, some of the names you've been reading off for the top senior boys and girls, they're well-known athletes at Clinton Central. Some of those boys definitely, you know, play a lot of football, and the girls, you know, on a very good basketball team. Can you talk a little bit about, I think, Clinton Central as a whole, all the varsity coaches are out there on the same page of getting these kids bigger and stronger and working together and getting them playing on all the sports teams?
Right. You know, we're a small school. We're the smallest school in the county, and it didn't always be that way. My first came here back in 1990. We were one of the bigger schools besides Frankfort, of course.
Yes.
But, you know, our numbers have just really gone down. And, you know, it's hard to fit a team sometimes. And so we have to share our athletes. And I even have, like, a couple baseball players right now that are freshmen that they play baseball and run track at the same time.
Well, that's good to hear because I think that's what a small school has to do. They have to be able to compete, and they have to be able to let their athletes, you know, be able to compete on a couple different levels.
Yeah. And it makes it more of a challenge, too, because track, like swimming and wrestling, you know, there's no class system. And so you got to go against all these big schools. You know, you don't have the numbers that they have.
And some of these kids, you know, are playing football, and I know the football team is trying to work out and, you know, lift weights and do a lot of things before school, so they're putting in the time every day.
Right. Yeah, that's important, you know, that we get our weight program back to where it was. When Coach Gilbert was in charge of the weight room, we were a bigger, faster, stronger program than he did.
Right, exactly.
You can just see a difference in our athletes as compared to what, you know, we have in the fair. I don't know, 10 years ago or so.
I think Coach Rose is, you know, trying to implement that back again and get those kids in there, and, you know, that's only going to help. I mentioned last week with the Frankfurt track coach back, you know, 30 years ago, I was lifting weights for football in the spring, and they said, hey, you're going to go run the 1,600-meter relay with the other guys that are throwing the shot put. And I'm like, what? And I just wondered if they still did that today, put the big guys out there just for a little conditioning.
Oh, yeah, we do that. We call it the Fat Man Relay.
Yep, exactly. That's what I called it.
Kind of derogatory, I guess, but we call it that. And the kids love it. They eat it up, and, you know, they have a good time with it. And Ricky Hathaway is our anchor man on that. He's our thrower, and he just really enjoys. He runs really well, too. I don't think he's only been beaten once, and that's at the Park Tudor Invitational over there at all those schools. So he's done a really good job at that with the other kids.
Yeah, that's always fun for the kids to enjoy that, especially, you know, the football players that may not be winning at, you know, anything normally, but, you know, have all the other teammates behind them supporting them. That's always fun for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, can you talk a little bit about your middle school program and if you're doing anything in elementary promoting track for the Bulldogs?
Yeah, we have Coach Rail. Sean Rail is our junior high coach, and this is his first year coaching track, and he's kind of figuring it all out, you know. It's going to take a little while. We'd like to have more numbers. You know, a lot of them are playing baseball and softball right now. So hopefully we can get some numbers out when they get to be in high school. But he's doing a great job working with them and getting them better every day.
Hey, Central, you've talked about as being a small school. When it comes to track, you run against the big ones when it comes to sectional time. Can you talk about where you guys go and some of the competition you'll face?
Yeah, for the girls, we go to Harrison. So, good luck with that, right?
Yeah.
It's always the Lafayette area schools. And then if we make it to the regional, we go to Lafayette Jeff, and that's when we get Carmel, Zionsville, Hamilton Southeastern, Plainfield, Brownsburg, all those schools. So it's really tough, you know, to get through the regional, and that's why I thought, you know, as far as for Dayton to do as well as he did at the regional, that's impressive. So as for the boys, we go to West Lafayette for the sectional, and then we go to Lafayette Jeff for the regional. They have the same teams at the regional.
Are there any matches or races coming up here against the county? I guess you said next weekend's the county tournament, is that correct?
Next Friday, I think it is, we have the county.
And that'll be at Frankfort?
Right.
You expect you guys to be able to compete and possibly win a county championship?
Well, we'll have some individual wins, I hope. Clinton Prairie's really strong this year, and I think Roswell's too. I haven't seen anything on Frankfurt yet, but I'm sure they're always a strong program, especially in the county. And so it'll be tough for our kids, but I think we can, you know, maybe hopefully get some individual wins as well.
If our listeners not familiar with track, kind of give them an idea on, you know, so what your track practice might look like. If you got your sprint guys, what kind of workout they might do, and then your long-distance guys, how many miles they might put in.
Okay. Well, we divide it all up. We have hurdlers work with one coach. We have sprinters with another coach. We have middle distance with another coach, and then distance with another coach. And we also share a field event. Each one of those coaches will share a field event that they do. And so we break it up, and you know, some days we'll do a lot more running, and then some days we'll do more field events just to give a little rest. You know, because you can only run them so hard, and then, you know, they start developing shin splints. And all
exactly.
So we have to split it up, and that's what we do.
You got some kids that do the mile and both 2 mile both in the same day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have a guy, he's a freshman, and his name is Carter Klein, and he does the mile, the 800, and the 2 mile.
Wow.
And he also does the 4x8 relay. So he does all four of those event every meet.
He gets around the track, that's for sure.
Yeah, he does. But he loves to run. He's a big Oregon fan. You know, that's a big track in town, USA. And he knows all about the Boston Marathon and all this stuff. He just lives and breathes running.
Is his middle name Prefontaine?
Yeah. It should be. It should be.
Hey, Coach, you got anything else you want to let us know or our listeners know before we let you go?
Oh, that's fine. I think we're doing all right. We've got a lot of good freshmen coming up. I'm really proud of all these freshmen that we have. Can I mention some more names?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. For the girls, we have Isabel Lechtinger, and she is doing a really good job in long jump and hurdles and also on the relays. We have Ashlyn Cruz for the girls, too. She's a 400 runner and a 200 runner and also on both relays. And we have Elizabeth Parkinson. She's a thrower and a high jumper. We have Macy McQuinn, who's a distance runner. We have Alyssa Impson, which is a hurdler. And we have, for the freshmen, we have some really good freshmen coming up. We have Hannah Jacobs. She does long jump and hurdles and relays. And then we have, Stevens. And she's a distance runner. And then we have Olivia Perry. She's a hurdler and also a relay. And then we have Abby Harris, and she's a sprinter. And for our boys, we have, for the boys, Calvin Job has been doing a great job this year. He's a junior, and he's a 400 guy, or I'm sorry, 800 guy. He also runs the relays for us, the 4x8, the 4x4. We have Belcher, Caleb Belcher is a pole vaulter and long jumper. We have Braden Eaton. He's a distance runner for us. Brian Johnson, pole vaulter and sprinter. Blaine Primo, thrower. And then we have for the Sanders, Isaiah Sanders, he's a distance runner. We have Angel Aleman. He's a freshman. He's a 400 guy and relays and high jumper. We have Amarin Barrett. Amarin is a great 400 runner. 4x4, and he also does long jump. Then we have the Carter Klein that I talked about earlier. And then we have Cohen Cruz. Cohen Cruz is a high jumper and a sprinter, and he's got a lot of talent. Then we have Coda Curry, he's a thrower. And then we have, Spencer Dunn, distance runner. And we have Dylan Heaton, he's a distance runner too. Those two guys are our baseball players / track runners. We have Caleb Jacobs, distance runner. Levi Jacobs is a hurdler and also a long jumper and relays. And then we have Hayden Walters, and he's a high jumper and a sprinter. I got them all in.
Hey, that's great. Sounds like a lot of excitement in Clinton Central Track. Yeah. And one other thing, thank you, Coach. Sounds like you said you've been there since 1990. That's 30-plus years of, you know, putting in a little extra work at Clinton Central, and I think everyone appreciates that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I coach football, swimming, and track, so I'm year-round.
That's great. Not everybody can do that, and we appreciate your effort. We'll let you go here, and we'll try to get you back on maybe for sectional time and see where Clinton Central Track is at this season.
Okay, I appreciate all the coverage that you guys give us.
No problem. Thank you, Coach. We'll be back right after this. We'll talk with Coach Chambers of Clinton Prairie Track.